surprise, huh?
It's 30.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
for me?
Yes.
I'm not turning 30.
Yes, you are tomorrow. Yes, what? You are. May 1st. I've never forgotten your birthday in my life.
It's like I don't want to celebrate my birthday this year.
Wake up, Waleed. You're 30 years old. Welcome to the club, baby.
I don't want
to
be like you guys.
Yes, we're all 30. It's the 30ing. Happy birthday, Kenny.
I was the young hip person at TMG Studios.
Not anymore. Why are you wearing a wife beater?
Huh?
What is this outfit?
This is 30, I guess.
Oh! Happy birthday to you!
What the
Happy
hell?
Birthday to you!
Oh, fuck.
Happy birthday, dear Wally. Happy birthday to you! Make a wish.
I did.
What'd you wish
that
for?
That was so fast.
Did not turn 30.
Turn 29 today.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, of course.
Hell yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, got this all set up for you.
I appreciate it. This looks amazing.
This took Zach 6 hours to set
the
up.
Hell?
No yeah. more surprises. All right. Yeah. I'm sick.
No more.
Well, I do like my birthday.
I like surprises.
I like gifts. Oh, wait. I have a gift. Duh.
Huh?
Hang oh, yeah.
Where the fuck's my gift?
God, I can't believe this is it.
That's it, dude.
This is it.
This is the last one.
Whoa!
I forget a gift for you, Waleed.
Oh, a
you
gift?
You guys have to do all this.
Happy birthday.
Oh, no. I have to open it now?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't really have anything else on the dock today,
oh,
so just open it.
I milked this for an
Take
hour.
Take your time. All right, wait. Prefacing this, I know you're feeling old,
right.
And last episode with Brittany was great, and you did a lot of brain rotting and a lot of your middle school vibes. So I went to Target
middle school vibe?
In the kids section, and I got you 3 cool tank tops for you, and I figured we would all wear them today.
Oh!
Yeah!
Okay, yeah, all right. Here, let me...
I think you just told him what the gift was before he opened
it's
it.
It's fine. I mean, this isn't the serious gift.
Whoa! Dragon Ball Z! Uh-oh.
Pretty cool, right?
Yep.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, I have the skin in Fortnite.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Wow.
That
is the perfect gift.
Yeah. I'm turning 30, by the way.
Yes, you are.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Xbox gang, baby.
They were selling this?
Yeah, they were.
You didn't rip the sleeves or anything?
No.
They have
this? No, yeah, it's pretty middle school.
This is kind of hard, bro.
Middle school bullies.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the bully
dude,
section.
If I got bullied in this?
Pretty sick, huh?
All right. Uh-oh. Oh, damn. Okay.
Pretty nice, right?
Mario.
Yeah, brother.
Yep.
You feel younger?
Yeah, I do feel a little younger.
Yeah, right?
I still got it.
Yeah, which one do you want to wear?
I'll do Game On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kenny, for color purposes?
Yeah,
which one
for the...
Probably the gray one.
The bamboo might be discolored behind me, so yeah. I'll do the gray one.
Here we go.
Oh. Oh. Nice toss.
And I'll do this.
Right, we
and
go.
We'll do a quick outfit change.
Yeah.
Keebler, close your eyes.
Damn, dude. That's actually really sick. Wow, yeah. That fits you, man.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Game on!
Game on! Welcome to 30, brother.
Ovi, how do we all look? Please be nice.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Ovi.
You think so? Yeah.
All right. There's one more gift for you in there.
There's
well,
more?
Two more.
Whoa! Didn't we just...
I was hoping you would wear that, but it's okay.
Oh, do you want to swap?
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Look at this Super Mario hat.
Pretty cool, right?
Whoa, look at this. this print.
Do you want me to wear that? Or?
Yeah, you can wear it. Right, cool. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Let's see.
And this one's the real gift.
Oh, these are These are hard as fuck.
Yeah, right?
Oh, shit.
Damn, dude.
Let's fucking go. These are actually sick as fuck.
I don't know if it's too baggy or too big for you, but I called you about your size. You said you're 34.
No, this fits.
I don't know if you want to bleep that out.
No, this fits. No, this
Throw
fits
those
perfect.
Bad boys
yeah.
on, dude.
Those fit perfect.
Another outfit change? This one you may have to get out of Obi's sight.
No, do it on cam, dude.
Okay. HR may not like that. She just zooms in.
These are sick as fuck.
You're being real?
Yeah, these are sick, and they're also comfy as hell.
Those look good,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Hey,
we all look pretty good. Yeah.
So I wanted to just, if people are just now jumping in.
By the way, is your first time watching this podcast?
Yeah, really weird vibes having it right now. But once again, Waleed is born as the most immature person years and years and years. So we're keeping him young with some child clothing that I went out and bought at Target
and
yesterday.
We're going to go hang out with some kids.
Yeah, we are. We're going to go bully them. And we're going to feel old and strong.
Hey, you're 30. Oh, I get bullied back.
We do a little twist and turn for the...
Okay.
For the...
The length's perfect.
I think Camo's back, right? Camo's sick.
Yeah.
You got the hat?
Yeah, of course.
You're selling the hat?
I'm selling the hat. I'm selling the fit, too. This is sick as fuck, dude.
Pretty cool.
I look tight as hell. You know what? If this is 30...
You look fucking...
I'm pretty happy.
You look baller right now.
Yeah, you actually pull it off,
yeah,
dude.
For real? Yeah, yeah. Fuck, all right.
Yesterday, I posted a pic on my Snap with that shirt.
Yeah.
And people were like, yo, you look hard as hell. I was like, I'm not trying to fucking flex.
Yo, dude, you look actually sick.
I guess that shirt actually like is fine.
I think I might wear this to the gym.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
It was between Abercrombie and Fitch or Lululemon clothes for you. So like workout clothes or like actual clothes.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to like get you like actual gifts.
We are friends in real life.
Yeah.
Wait, this is it.
Oh, that's yeah. This is all gag stuff. Yeah.
I can't wear that.
You can. You totally can. 100%.
You just see me out in public wearing that exact shirt.
But yeah, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Yeah, I wasn't planning on celebrating my birthday this year.
What really?
Yeah.
Kind of have to. You legally have to.
What? Legally?
It's a big one, man.
No, I don't want to become 30 like you guys.
Welcome to the club, bro.
No,
dude.
Come on.
So bad.
I want to be talking about gooning and
you still kid.
Giggling.
That's why we all got the shirts,
yeah, dude.
You
the gooning never
the
stops.
The giggle gooners. That's what we call ourselves.
That's giggle gooners.
We giggle and goon. That's what we do.
Have you heard the pod Giggly Squad?
No.
Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo. Mm. Oh, dude, they're the best. But
yeah, they're very funny.
I thought that you were going to go there.
No.
So we're the Giggly Gooners.
Yeah, come on, let's get it trending. Come on.
I think that could help our views, right? Like, Giggly Squad, people search up Giggly Squad.
Yeah, everyone has a name.
And then,
right?
Like, Giggly Gooners pop up.
Yeah.
They're like, who are these guys in tank tops talking about gooning? I better check out that podcast.
And they're so giggly. One of them just turned 30? See, we can't do that anymore.
They don't do it on the girls pod. But the
I think I didn't want to celebrate my birthday because I didn't want to have to think about life. That's what it was.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Speaking of life.
I got to think about unemployment, Fortnite.
Yesterday I was, I'm sorry to cut you off, but yesterday I was setting this all up and guess who I ran into in the parking lot?
Who?
Noel.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So he was just like talking to me and he like set me up straight. He's like, tomorrow, I want you to grill Waleed about why he doesn't want to celebrate his birthday. Talk about life. Don't let him stop talking about his birthday. All right? And I was like, all right.
How old is he? How old is Noel?
He's like 33.
Ew! 33! I thought 30 was bad. Oh, God!
But today, I was thinking about it in the parking lot when he said that. I was like, thinking about all the shit we were going to be doing today. And I was like, I don't think today's a good day to like talk about life. So like,
talk about life. No.
I'm like looking at our outfits, thinking about like what we're going to be doing. And I was like, maybe we'll save it for another pod.
No, I don't mind. I'm serious.
He talked about coming on today, but I don't think he's going to come on today.
So. How old is Cody?
He's the same age. He's going to be 34 in November.
Oh,
yeah.
You can't. You're in the realm now,
no,
brother.
I'm still hot and young. I still got it.
But go think about your thinking about life.
Yeah, think about life, and then you gotta think about like how far you've been, you know, you've gotta reflect, you know.
Yeah.
I started this 10 years ago.
Your career.
Yeah.
Your,
you know the 10,000 was it 10,000 hours or 10 years? What's the rule again if you're doing something for
10,000 hours?
Yeah, 10,000 hours.
I think that was Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn, you guys are old.
Yeah, that guy's older than 30 for sure.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know if this is working out, man. Look at me. Look at me.
But yesterday you also texted me on the side while I was setting this all up about your stocks or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you just sound old. You're like freaking the fuck out.
I was down.
No, you were down bad.
I was down. Listen. I would have if I was gonna stick around.
Suicidal while you don't.
Yeah,
30th
about it sucks because like 30 now, right, is so lame. Back to being 30 back then. I'm talking like 90s and the 80s. If you turn 30, you look sick as fuck. Everyone looked like all guys back in the 80s. They all look like Wolverine when they hit 30.
Yeah, but dude, you got good chops. You got a nice stash. Yeah, you look, dude. I mean, what's the difference between that and you, man?
Yeah,
my thing is like. The older we get, I think we're never gonna get like big boy jobs. Like, there's no way I can fucking like the shit I've put out on the internet.
Yeah.
Like I fuck around. Like I have a LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And like, there's no way that if I actually like just change who I am and post a picture in like a tux or like a suit and tie.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I'm looking for a business development job.
Yeah.
And then they go to like my
one Google search is all it
takes. Yeah, I'm like,
you're wearing that. That's
yeah. Like,
look up.
There's no fucking way. So,
hey, can you explain this?
You're the first hit when we Googled gooning. So we're gonna
have to. I said NDA.
That's a good call. But like,
what is this photo?
Just goon.
Just like this. Right.
But like, the older we get, like our faces are always gonna be on the internet. So like, there's no way to like, I mean, there's surgeries, you can do Botox, you can
do all that shit.
But like,
no, I don't mind the balding, like Kenny, and like, I don't mind the aging, like you.
Sorry, what the fuck?
Sorry,
you
not
know
Kenny.
What?
No, it's his birthday. He can say whatever the fuck he wants today.
All right. I have a bone to pick. Can we talk about this really quick?
Yeah, please.
Because you posted a story yesterday, all right? And you posted this meme. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up, so give me a second.
Be nice. It is his birthday.
It's
your birthday.
Yeah.
He's saying slurs today.
Yeah, I'm going to say
comments.
Bubble.
Just be aware.
Hey, dirty 30.
This felt like it was aimed at me. Men be like, I have my whole life ahead of me. No, you don't. You got the balding hairline turning 30 next. And I DM'd you and I said, bro, what the fuck? This is me. And then you send me this person who's a fan of the show and says, why that look like Kenny's head, though? So first off,
I didn't respond to what he said. I just sent him that.
So fuck you. And fuck, you know what? Who is this kid? Tyler? No. Jake Funes? Fuck you, too.
Hey, you wanted to be on Cam.
You want his life?
This is it, man.
I should have done it before I was 30. This is fucked.
Well, no, I will say Kenny does look good for 30.
Thank you, bro.
He looks like 1980s 30 Wolverine.
Wolverine picture you have in your head.
I'm just saying.
Can
back
you pull
then,
up Wolverine?
Our dads look sick as fuck.
Sorry, it's going to bother me.
Here's replying back to my text.
Oh, wait, that's an actual Wolverine. One second. Damn, dude, men did look good. So this is like,
you're talking about this? Yeah, that's like, that's how guys looked in the 80s when they turned 30. Sick as fuck.
You just think like, you're thinking of like a quintessential male who's got testosterone pumping through his veins.
Exactly. Fucking annoying. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to fucking...
He's like, my tank top's tight.
Dude, it's true. I tried to move and my stomach just like inhaled half of the shirt and like fucking... All right. Anyways.
But let's stay on this. So what is it? What do you feel like there's some sort of inadequacy with yourself? Because dude, you're
like,
fucking crushing it,
I feel like
it,
when
man.
I turned 30, I was going to look like this and I'm nowhere close yet.
Buddy... You have an unrealistic idea of what you should look like, man. Yeah. You're handsome as hell. You're fucking crushing it. I don't know, man.
Kenny's
talking to you.
Kenny's doing a good job right now, actually.
And I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass. You're doing great, man.
Yeah, I'm not tripping. I knew this is. I think once I turned 29, I already accepted the fact that I was 30.
Yeah, that's a
like 29. You can't
29.
Yeah, 29 is 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you, Obi?
Don't ask her that.
Why can't I ask that?
That's not polite.
That's not polite, dude.
That's my weight.
Okay, what's your weight?
Well, how much?
What can I ask?
No, no. Okay, okay.
I think once you're like adult, like 40s or whatever, like don't ask.
I think you know. Yeah, I think you could ask, but I don't think you could react like, oh god.
Like you did with Noel and Cody.
Yeah. Oh god, dude. Oh. 33 doing stand-up? God damn.
Okay, we
selling out arenas? Gross.
God, what are you, Adam Sandler or something like that?
The lights suddenly go out in the studio, like right now.
34 and running all day? You missed the Olympics, buddy.
How old do you think social media ages have to be nowadays? Because like I see like remember Bat Dad? On Vine?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
see
him much anymore on socials, but who's the fucking, he had a family on, they lived in San Diego for a while.
Josh Darnett.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. That was the only references I had. But he's still doing social clips.
Yeah, all his kids are older now. They're all like making their own thing. It's cool. It's cool to see.
You remember Caleb Coffey and Jason Coffey? They live in Hawaii. Anyways, I'm just thinking of like people that we saw on Vine that had families that
the Brittle Star and his
yep. But how old do you think people could be on social media? Like, there's no limit to posting.
Yeah, you see old people, but they stick to a niche. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I next week came out like high school, be like.
Is what we were trying to joke around with. Because last pod you said middle school you were hanging out.
I was getting ice cream at the same place they were getting ice cream.
Got it.
Yeah. So happened to be out around the same time they got to school.
That's so funny.
Damn. But no, it's chill. I think after turning 29, I accepted the fact that I was 30. And to celebrate me being 30, I have a big birthday pop-up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, coming up.
Oh, hell yeah.
May 11th.
Do you have a graphic?
I do have a graphic, actually.
We'll put it in post.
Okay,
we'll put it right there. It's between Zach and Waleed right now.
Whoa, look.
Whoa, point at it.
Whoa, look at the graphic. Yeah, keep zooming in. Yeah, keep zooming in. That would be my real birthday wish, if everyone came.
May 11th.
Yeah, May 11th. My mom's going to be there.
Wow.
So if you see my mom and you are in close proximity to me, right?
Almost.
All right. It's like the age is hitting you a little bit.
Yeah. He knows almost big words at 30.
Proximity.
I didn't go to school. I failed English.
See your mom? Proximity?
Yeah, if you be like, I am so proud of you. Just say stuff like that, just around.
Oh,
so
got
she
it.
She kind of picks it up.
So
yeah,
sorry
yeah.
about your son.
Yes. Yeah. I can't believe you turned 30.
I was going to have some special guests come on today, but I wanted to just have a me and you up today.
Yeah, who are you thinking?
So I was texting Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny is...
A special
got me.
And Obi.
Kenny's, Obi. Yeah, yep.
But I've been texting Kenny on the side ever since Brittany app. I was like, all right, next app is Waleed app. Like, let's try and do something.
Okay.
And so we were thinking of Blake Anderson.
Okay, nice.
Like, right from the full hour.
Yep.
We're thinking Nut.
Yep.
And then I was also thinking of your mom and sis come on for, like, the last, like, 10 minutes. But, like, all of that, like... I know how like episodes are like we either come up with talking points or at least but like shooting the shit with Blake Anderson that's cool but like I wanted to like have like a prepared
a birthday
app.
Yeah this is fine all this right. is great
yeah dude
I also feel like it's good that you didn't get my mom and sister because if they walked in and they saw us wearing this. She goes, oh, this is the...
This is what we do.
Interesting. It was already so hard to convince her my whole life. I turned 30 and then we show her this. Huh, what do you guys talk about exactly? Last episode it was like gooning and edging. Look-maxing, vlogging.
Yeah, but I didn't want to I know family, like, just in general is something that, like, you don't want to bring out on the Lego podcast because, like, my sister's in town.
Yeah.
And she wanted to come and sit and watch.
Yeah.
And she's a nurse, so I thought she would have, like, some crazy sick stories, and she does. But, like, she's like, I'm not going to fucking, like, tell that on the pod. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I forgot, like, we have, like, no backgrounds. So we had a side account for our Beer League softball team, Louisville Chuggers, and in our group chat, we had, like, this dude who makes videos for us after each game. and they made like this raunchy version of the edit that wasn't posted. And Kenny was like, why didn't we post this one? And the guy that was like the head of, or like the coach basically, yeah, was like, dude, we can't post that. Like, we all have jobs.
He's our team captain. He's, yeah, like, dude, I'm applying to grad school and I work in finance. I cannot post like Viagra jokes online. And I'm like,
what do you mean,
oh,
we,
yeah,
can't,
right,
post Gooning His Life?
Yeah. So I was just like thinking about back to what I was saying about like my sister and family coming on. Yeah. Like, there's no way that they would, like, because they have jobs that would they would lose in us. Like, we would just be like, yeah, we'll just,
no,
go back
then,
to the fucking.
No, and there's the also side where they're just going to be disappointed in us.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, are,
yeah,
you, are you, do you have some like recognition of what you've accomplished to this point though at 30?
Okay, let's look back at my life real quick.
Yeah.
Didn't go to school.
You did go to school.
For like 2 years.
Who cares, dude?
Didn't graduate. Hang on. Yeah.
I think it's more success that you're at where you are without like having any sort of like education.
Did you not hear me speak English?
For being dumb as fuck, you're hella good, dude. Yes.
I fuck with that. I actually fuck with that.
That was one of the smoothest dap ups I've ever seen.
Yeah, that sounded
like,
good.
That was 30-year-old. That was a 30-year-old, dude. You're getting it now, dude. All right, go ahead. Your accomplishments.
Okay. Didn't go to school, right? Left school, worked a full time job. Then worked another full time job.
You interned.
Yeah, interned, full-time job, another full-time job. Gave my life away for a brand for 5 years.
Market?
Yeah. And then...
Hats off market?
Hats off market. And then consulted and then bought a kebab cart.
What about...
Oh, yeah, this is chill. Yeah. Accomplishment? No, accomplishment.
Yeah, wait, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, I started a pod with my boy. That was good.
It was good. I actually watched those episodes back. They were really good.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. What?
No, not as good as this.
No, you were going to say something
cool. No, not as good as this.
Oh, not as good as this.
Yeah. All
right, cool. Dude, we're 86 episodes, bro.
I thought you said we're 86. What are you doing to me right now? Having an out-of-body experience.
86 episodes, like, we've been...
Yeah, what are we going to do at 100, by the way? We haven't planned anything.
We have some time.
We have 14 weeks.
No, we don't have time. Don't you get it? You know how fast I turned 30? We do not have time. You know what's so funny? The day I realized...
Dude, tear it down the middle.
I'm not going nipple.
The day I realized I was turning 30, it was like a week. I was like, oh shit, I'm about to turn 30 in a week. I started looking up like Gary Vee videos on Instagram where he's like, 30s is the new 20. I was like, yes.
Gary's your info.
Gary Vee, let's go.
Dude, I will say, Zach, weigh in on this, dude, but like, I think back to my early mid-20s. I was so self-conscious and anxious constantly about my identity, what I want to do with my career. And I just turned 31, and I feel like myself.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've hit who Kenny is in the last year or two. And I hope you feel that too, man, because I had the same anxieties. I don't know how you feel, but like you talk about your content and how you've evolved to really not giving a fuck, and you've made some of your best stuff in the last couple of years because of that. So, like, can you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah. I was like, I would say this point in my life, I'm probably the happiest in my career, even though, like, I finally, like, there's a couple brand deals that I've done that have kept me afloat for, like, at least the rest of the year, I would say. Thank God.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, dude. Yeah. But you know my financial situations before. Like,
oh, it was crazy.
I was close to, like...
Zach was, like, trying to suck my dick.
What, like, do you mean by that?
That's how crazy it was.
I just need groceries, man.
I just need to buy lunch.
I gotta get you the Super Mario hat, dude. Come on.
Yeah, after the pod, you'd be like, yo, can we talk outside?
Real fast. Real quick. Yeah, but... Anyways, you know.
It was a quick buck. I was fast.
I had jizz retention for a long, long time. But anyways, you knew about my financial situation for a while. Like, I was close to like asking you for rent help.
Yeah.
Like, I almost had Tots like cover me for a couple times.
Yep.
But thank fucking God
for
Fireball, Twisted Tea. Just shouting out all these brands that have saved my life.
We love you so much.
Beatbox.
We love you so much.
But anyways, yeah. So I've stayed afloat financially through that stuff, but now like that I have just a little bit of breathing room, I can fucking just post like stuff that I know is fun, but also out of my own pocket for like this knock on wood Chili's commercial that hopefully can happen, and I'm paying that from out of my own shit.
Nice. Now you're doing what you want to do.
Yes, now I'm doing what I want to do. I'm happiest I've been. Yep. But it's just so weird. We talked about it before, is just not having a 9-to-5. It's just like, I know, but like yesterday I was just playing video games. My sister was over and I was just joking around. I was like, oh, I don't usually do this. Like,
Toss is like,
Toss was sitting next to me. She was like, yeah, you do. I was like, I'm just taking a little break. Like, I just like,
fuck off. I need this. Today was hard.
I was doing content. Like, we're talking about it on the pod, so it's related. It's a write off, you know? Like, but yeah, but definitely the happiest I've been in my career. Just like 31, I was nervous like at my age of still doing. That's what I brought up earlier, is like being on social media. This is probably what I will be doing for, like, unless I do obviously behind the scenes stuff. With, like older. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm doing this still as long as the fucking wheels fall off.
Yep. And I think honestly, because of Vine, I was able to figure out like my voice identity.
Yeah.
Through Vine, and then also socially. I didn't need school, because I feel like school's really good if you, one, also, like, you know, get a degree or whatever, a career. I think school is good to learn social skills.
Yeah.
But I think also work, like working right away.
Yeah. It helps you pronounce words, too.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. But I think, like, you know, like social cues.
Oh, you can say I suck dick for money, but I can't joke around about you having
a speech
impediment.
Oh, it's my birthday. Come on. It's my birthday. I think work was that for me, which I'm very grateful for. And I think also to what you were saying, this is the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah.
I own a kebab cart. You know?
It's fucking sick.
Yeah, man. I didn't know I was going to do that.
You got another opening coming up, dude.
That's right. Yeah. Remember, my mom's going to be there.
And and the Minion costume.
Yes, which we haven't figured out who's going to wear it yet.
Who's going to wear that? Don't point at me, dude.
Why not him?
No, you did such a great job the last
time. You did such a good job. It's not going to be the same
if he does it. It was funny because the comments on your Walid's Kebab Cart Instagram, you posted the actual of just the Minion dancing and the thing fell out.
Yeah,
the like, well, pipe, yeah. And the comments knew that it was me about how my head was hurting. They're like, I know Zach's hurting so bad in that fucking costume right now. Dude, that costume hurts so bad.
I think we fix it. Just try it, just to make sure it works.
Do you actually want me to be the
No, we need you to serve food.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We actually need you to serve food.
Thank fucking God.
And don't skip out on the rice this time. We got plenty of rice.
Okay, cool. All right. Last time I was told to skimp out on the rice.
No. We don't skip on rice here. We go hard on the rice.
We don't fucking jip people.
Oh, man. No. We put double scoops, actually.
Have you been noticing that, like, Instagram music has been striking down on, like, old videos and shit?
Yeah.
That's fucking annoying.
I've gotten a few already.
I mean, TikTok was already the platform that was I was like, all right, fine. Like, you can take the music. You can take music away from that platform.
But take it off my goddamn Instagram.
Dude, I thought Instagram was like the safe, cool.
Instagram was free speech.
Definitely not. Zuckerberg.
Come on. Let me say it.
You want to bring up Zuckerberg real quick? How he's looking right now?
What?
Zuckerberg's old.
Zuckerberg's looking good.
We didn't talk about that last time, but
Zuckerberg is looking like a goddamn. If I could grow up to be like that,
he is hot.
He is
hot
as fuck.
Like, that's one of the best transformations.
I mean, that's not real. You know that, right? Someone put a filter on that.
I thought so.
Yeah,
he looks so good. Yeah. That I thought
but
it was real.
He had no beard. But everyone said he still looked hella good.
Yeah,
like his hair was the same.
Dude, he looks fucking hot.
Yeah, and then this meme was going about.
Tone it down a little bit.
No. Oh, so this is how he actually looks here. Yeah.
So he had the necklace. Yeah. I mean, I thought the necklace made it.
Decent. How old is he? Like 40?
I hope so.
Decent. Shit. Decent just sounds like you're trying to slam, dude.
He's still like fuckable.
He's still like. I suck the Zuck, dude.
He's on my list.
Yeah. But I think so. He saw that meme going viral, and then he posted his a photo of his razors, and it was just this meme. Like,
so he acknowledged.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, so he acknowledged it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Instagram not free speech. I thought Zuck would be cool. You know, like
yeah, boy. Say the vape.
Say that slur.
Say that. What do you say? Whatever.
It's all good.
I actually got banned on TikTok Live for a week because I said, I don't know if I can even say it here.
We'll bleep it. We'll bleep it.
P A K I S. As a joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you can't say it. I didn't know you can't say that. I can say it. What the fuck? Yeah. TikTok's going to ban me?
I wanted to go off that was Spock.
Well, what do you do?
He went on live and said, hey, gay son or thought daughter. Banned from TikTok.
Banned. But
Perma
that came
banned?
From TikTok.
Yeah, he just got
from TikTok.
I know, but he just got back, I guess.
He says it right away. Gay son or thought daughter.
But I think it's because it was live.
Oh.
How do they know? How do they? Who's watching? That's like
okay, Mr. AI Lord, dude. You know damn well.
I don't know how
any words are just processed into some fucking algorithm thing. And then
okay, let's test it out.
No. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious, dude. He was so pissed. He was just like, all I said was gay son and daughter.
It gets banned again. Fuck.
Damn. Do you guys see that? Like the bill got signed to ban TikTok here in the U.S. if they don't sell though.
Yeah.
The
TikTok,
pretty crazy, man. So they have like 9 months to sell it to a U.S.-based company. Yeah. Otherwise, they're banned here in the U.S.
It's Beta?
ByteDance. ByteDance. It was
so what is that? It's just like a company?
Like the parent company that was under Musical.ly, and then when Musical.ly and TikTok, that thing happened. A lot of people don't know, but TikTok used to be Musical.ly.
Yeah.
Like the lip syncing app. Because there's videos on my old TikTok, me going,
it was us, dude.
Yeah, I know.
We treated it like a joke, and you still have them up there.
It's a cool story, man.
Yeah, pull them up.
No, don't pull them up.
Oh, wait, no, they're music. They're music. Yeah, just kidding. It probably wouldn't even be.
Okay.
It's just us silently.
I have a theory that Joe Biden probably saw a brain rot video and was like, we gotta ban this shit. ASAP.
That man is brain rot.
Huh?
That man is brain rot.
Oh, yeah, he is the definition. But showing him that video, you can't cap on it.
He's like, this is what my country
is. Yeah, what the hell?
Did you guys see
eating his ice cream?
Wait, I love this. This just happened this week. This is so funny. He reads the teleprompter.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait.
Yes, is it?
4 more years.
For a second, I thought he said like. For a second, when I first watched that video, I thought someone said like, you know, something kind of sus, and he's like, "Hey, pause!" Like, like he was just homophobic. Yeah.
But the thing that's even sadder is the 4 more years chant was probably conducted from behind the scenes, because why else would they be saying 4 more years when like the teleprompter is telling the people to probably chant four more years? That's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And the fact that he was reading it, like, I mean, we do the pause with a teleprompter, right?
Yeah, of course. This whole thing's scripted. I was just told to eat the cupcake.
Pause. That's your second cupcake, by the way.
Sus.
Super sus.
Because I have...
Four more years.
Obi, I had 3 cupcakes for me, you, and Kenny.
Me, you, and Kenny, why the fuck would you bring me the cupcakes then?
But there's 3.
Yeah.
And we were going to have a candle on each of them, and then we were going to eat.
But there's 4 people.
Well, yeah. I mean, sorry.
It's also my birthday.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't like cupcakes anyway. We already asked.
Oh, yeah. I hate those.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's kind
of. Yeah, because, like, the frosting's so good on it. You wouldn't like it, probably. It's so sweet.
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
But, hey, happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, man. Dude, Joe, I'm sorry. I don't want to get political, but. Joe Biden is way too damn old, dude.
That guy, just goes right back to Biden.
I don't know, whatever his cause is or whatever he supports. Listen, brother, you are just old as fuck.
Us 30-year-olds?
Put me in there, brother.
Let's fucking go, baby.
Yeah, I got that shit in the rap.
Who would be your running mate? Me or Kenny?
Kamala Harris.
Okay.
By the way, Kamala Harris, I haven't seen her do anything besides that video.
She's just like
the
funny.
Coconut tree?
We did it, Joe.
She's just like the funny, silly girl at like a party or whatever that like just is behind the scenes or like recording. You know, like when the camera goes around recording the whole party.
Yeah.
Kamala's
yeah.
just like ready Woo! To like fucking like.
We did it.
Kamala's just in the corner, just like ready to just be like doing the cool dance on cam, and then she just is like whatever on when the camera's off. I don't even know what she does.
Is she corner guy?
Dude,
Biden's administration.
She is corner guy. guy.
Corner Kamala?
Wow, Corner Kamala.
Holy fuck. Wait, who's Joe Biden?
You. Dude, you're fucking countryed up today.
Dude, that guy is so old, and his skin looks crazy right now.
It's like they stapled it.
Yeah, it looks like it's like a lizard, like peeled back.
Is the teleprompter telling you to read this one?
No, I'm just saying.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. He's just so damn old. He's falling and shit.
Damn. Hey, you know what songs aren't on Musical.ly?
Mm. Dude, great segue, my brother. Let me pull that up.
Mm,
buddy,
yeah.
There's some new hot tracks in this drop.
Oh, yes, you fuckers. You little fucks. You can't song me.
What are you talking about?
I'm the song guy.
We were in the studio.
You were in the stew?
Back in the stew, man.
I went in the stew and I fucking wrote this for you, bro.
All right. Let's play the song.
All right, here we go. Damn, this is called My Ride or Die.
Okay. I messed up. Made your mama cry.
Just wanted to smoke. Get a little high. This is real. Like, I wrote up. We're 30 years old. I had to space out Wally, so it's
These are really sweet lyrics.
It's like a country T-Pain.
Yeah, right. That's good.
It's way too long, by the way.
Another way too long.
Way too long, brother. Way too long.
So the prompt for that. I mean, my lyrics are.
Yeah.
It did, like, do a really cool website, by the way. I really like it.
Just hating on it? Like,
yeah.
This guy was anti.
So, okay, two parts of this. Yeah. So, it generated the song or whatever. Right. It had the automated lyrics. And then I went in and edited it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would sing the lyrics that I wrote out verbatim, like bar for bar, like it would do it. But then it auto-generated again
based off
what my lyrics were.
Yeah.
So my lyrics was like, Waleed, I made your mom cry. I just wanted to get high. Smoke a little weed.
Yep.
Oh, Waleed.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good. So I was going to do you could just do audio, no singing. And I was going to sing it live just to prove to you that, like, I don't need no AI.
I don't need no AI.
But then the song turned out really sick. So I was like, dude,
fuck. Really good.
But damn. So I don't know how to get the extended version. Because, like, this was only a minute.
Yeah, you click extend on the...
I know, but then it went back to the old song that
old
I already
prompt?
Did. Yeah.
Well, if you want to extend it, you got to finish it yourself, buddy.
Okay. I'm down. I don't mind. But there's another song.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, Waleed, I actually hit the studio.
Oh, yeah?
And,
what studio do you guys go to? This?
Yeah.
It's a really cheap...
Chanter?
Dan, dude.
Yeah, okay.
This song's about a guy who's afraid to turn 30, but there's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh,
because he's a special
God.
Man.
Did you just make this?
A few hours ago, yeah. Turning the big three, oh. This one's a flashlighter.
Oh. Let it go. He's scared of growing old. He ain't ready yet, but he'll soon realize age brings no regret.
Wow. Oh, God.
Gotta space out the Wally.
Yeah.
Good note.
I'm used to it at this point. But you gotta remember. Just begun, he can still have fun. 30's just a number. Whoa, what the fuck? Whoa, whoa, fuck.
Did you hear that drop?
Good. Yeah. 30 is just a number.
Yeah. That's right,
yeah.
Wally.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks, AI artist.
Thanks, robot, to tell me how I feel. I feel a lot better now. Take my pills. Okay.
What is that?
No. Just like an insane asylum ran by AI.
Dude, the DM that you sent me on Instagram of AI influencers from Gary Vee.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit is fucking
Oh,
crazy.
Yeah. Dude, Gary Vee. And the thing is.
Yeah. Explain, please.
A lot of people like Gary Vee, so I don't want to hate on him.
You can hate on Gary Vee, bro.
But Gary Vee says shit where it's like very obvious it's gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
it's gonna happen. Like, so when TikTok first came out, TikTok's the future. He was always hopping on that, right?
Oh, gotcha.
Of course, bro. It's so obvious, whatever. And bro, I swear to God, I remember this. All right. One time, he was talking about how he like he's the you know no one believed I'm in my 30s and I couldn't be sorry.
What is this?
This is my new pose now, right?
This is the 30 pose?
This is my Gary V. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so Gary V was like, I know social media, blah, blah, blah. But then this fucker hyperlinked a link in the caption of his Instagram post, and you can't click into it.
Oh, what a fucking
yeah, so I was like, you don't know fucking social media, what the fuck? And then now he's saying, you know, now there's going to be virtual influencers where they're going to take over influencers' jobs. I'm like, yes, obviously, it's already fucking happening.
I was just thinking, like, it would be so funny if a virtual influencer AI gets canceled.
I am sorry. I did not mean to say that, N-word. I thought it was appropriate.
I'm learning.
I'm learning. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I have a lot of room to grow.
Hey, don't blame me. Blame the person who made me.
I was drunk.
We all do stupid things when we're young. Wait. Say the N word. What the fuck?
You've been the same age. Yeah, AI bot.
Someone coded you. I know. An apology.
There was a bug in the system. Sorry.
From an AI influencer who holds no accountability. Not even that sorry.
We're just gonna sit like this.
Huh? Yeah.
You good. Can you crack this open for me?
Oh yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you, brother.
Wow. Oh my god. Who's cleaning that up?
Is Ryan here?
Is Corner Kenny upset with us? Sorry, Corner
Zamboni
Kenny.
Zamboni the carpet, dude.
Well, I guess TMG always has carpet stains,
yeah,
but now
we have a
carpet stain.
Ryan comes up, dude, what the fuck?
Dude, this it reeks of Corona, though. Well, I gotta wait a little bit.
Sorry, I don't know how to open that. By the way, I've never had a drink before.
I wanted to say you've been sober since January.
Yeah, December, actually.
Wow, you found that out?
Yeah.
Damn,
well, no,
dude.
The last time I drank was on your birthday.
Nice.
Which is January, I realized.
How about your birthday, man? Yeah. Do you want a drink?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
No, I'm Muslim, dude. What the fuck?
Well,
after
no, because...
After the show?
No, it wasn't my idea. Damn it.
I brought a beatbox.
Yeah, do you want a beatbox?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I said...
You said I've been sober since January.
I know, I brought it just in case I opened this, and then you were like, oh, social drinker. If he's drinking, I'll drink.
You need peer pressure?
Yep.
I'm like tasting the Corona on my fingers. Mm-hmm.
Do you smell the Corona? How good is that?
That's skunky.
It's yummy.
How long does this take to fucking fizzle out?
I don't know, dude. You're 30.
I can swallow a lot of cum.
Dude, also...
Hey, suck down that foam. Let's see it, dude.
Mm. Woo!
Hell yeah. No, it's actually not bad.
Speaking about AI, I still have that AI apology app that I still want to make.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, basically, can you hear me out?
Yeah,
sure. I know you're really close to Cody.
Well...
And I know Cody likes to invest
Obi's
in things.
Do.
Huh?
Obi's...
You close to them?
I'm around.
He like produces for their
staff. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Listen up, Obi. Sorry, Kenny. Don't worry about it. So basically, it's a no apology app, right?
Okay.
All you do is type in the date.
Yeah.
What you said.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. And then it'll generate an apology, and then it'll send.
No, you should add emotions to it.
Right, right, right. You want
like it could either be an angry. Apology.
Right. Well, depending,
like
it's like Mad Libs. Depending on how you feel, right?
Yeah.
You just kind of fill in the blanks.
Maybe
you're
just like fucking around. Like, hey,
yeah,
my
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. But then it will then generate a apology for you in the feed, like in the photo of like the notes app.
Oh,
and then you can use it for socials, and then there you go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
dude.
That's sick.
Yeah,
I'm actually astonished. Right? That's really good.
It's gonna work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just put the date, what you did. I did the N-word on this day. And then
but I've seen apologies written from like athletes or whatever on social.
Yeah.
And it's ChatGPT written. Like they typed it into like chat. Like they typed in, write me an apology for drinking and driving and I'll never do it again. And then like the apology was like literally what was tweeted from the athlete.
No, for real?
Yeah.
Damn,
they're already fucking doing it? Shit.
Call Cody and let's get this thing.
Hurry it up.
Let's get this thing going.
You could call it Pocket PR.
Oh, no. I was going to call it I Sorry.
Oh, that's even better, sorry. Dude. I'm sorry.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Because I'm not really that sorry.
Damn.
And then we also have the Goon Portal. Remember? We're still working on
that. Dude. Yeah. That's posted. If people are interested in the Goon Portal, we can...
What do you mean? But it's a great idea.
It is good.
So, for those... Yeah. Well, Waleed, do you want to pitch
the
Goon Portal?
No, please, please, please.
All right.
Yeah.
So, we posted a sketch recently, an infomercial. Waleed... it's a service that provides people their edge streak through a portal called the Goon Portal.
Right, and you just can, like when you kind of log into your hours at work.
A timesheet. Okay, so we soft launched Goon Portal. If there's any interest, we're going to go ahead and get our best web developers on it.
Yep.
And we're going to have a usable Goon Portal, assuming that people want it.
Right, and then if you break your streak, all your friends get notified, which is cool, because you can you can goon with your friends. That's the big important thing about this project is we're building a community here.
It's like Twitter spaces or what are those called when you do like it's live like, town halls. You can do that with your bros.
It's like Uber for gooning.
Not the case at all.
Uber for gooning.
It's like Uber for gooning.
Uber is a pickup app.
Okay, sorry. It's like Airbnb for gooning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all right. All right. Like,
closer.
They always have to compare it to something else.
No, there's the beer.
Like Strava?
Yeah, it's like Strava. Yeah.
It's like Strava for gooning.
That's why Ovi's here.
Yeah, it's like Notion for gooning. you deal with your friends, and then you also earn achievements too. Like we'll make some really cool badges. How long have you been edging? All that stuff.
Yeah. You've been edging for 20 days.
Yeah, exactly. Then you get the 20-day streak badge and.
Yeah. Oh, badges. Yep. Like Edgemaster.
Yep.
It's like COD Battle Pass emblems when you hit like a certain level.
Right, and you're probably wondering, what's the value of these badges? Well, the value is we also backed it up by Goon Coin. So it's also a cryptocurrency.
Oh, I didn't know about this part.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to have some type of value here.
Does it ever encourage you to goon? You know how like Apple Watches are like, hey, you're on a six-day workout streak.
So the more you goon, the more Goon Coin you get. And then, more people get the goon. It's not a pump and dump scheme, by the way.
Pump and dump?
It's a literal pump and dump scheme. And it's just we're in early ages. I think we're going to raise some money from... was it A16? AC16? AI company?
Yeah. They were super interested. They hit us up after your sketch, and they were like,
we want to make this happen.
Let's see a beta test. Yeah. They're like, can you send us a video of you edging to make sure this is good?
Funny concept. You were pitching this. We have a Hivemind skit coming out, by the way.
Yeah.
But you were pitching this on the Hivemind sketch. God damn it.
We'll cut that. Here, tee it up again. We got you.
No, I deserve it because I made fun of Waleed for not being able to.
For not speaking English because I'm not from this country.
Sketch, yes. And you were in the bathroom and you came out and you continued the bit. And I was like, what if we all just got a notification that you just gooned? Like,
Whoa.
Waleed, your streak ended right now?
Like, yeah, sorry, guys. I just couldn't contain it. And then obviously there's going to be some medical emergency stuff. Like if you've been gooning over for 4 days straight, we're going to send an ambulance to your house.
Over goon.
Yeah, just to make sure you're okay. It's a really cool program. We might just start a GoFundMe, honestly. Just raise it ourselves, like Kickstarter.
I like that.
It's like Life Alert, but for gooning.
Oh, yeah, you have a little thing.
An edge streak broken button.
Who comes? Who comes to help?
Your closest bros, dude.
No!
No, it's got to be like paramedics. It's got to be like a legit service.
It's our own ambulance?
Yeah. Or a therapist. Someone like, if they're over gooning. Right. Like, why are you doing this?
Who are you doing this for?
Does this make you feel good? Yeah. All right.
The thing is, I know, when people make be real,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like this would pop off like a Be Real.
Yeah.
The Goon Portal.
Okay. You're 26. Is Be Real still like popping? Is he
as you're wearing this?
Is he? Was it,
hey, what's popping?
Was it? Is it? Is he a Be Real fan?
Is he still posts on Be Real?
Okay.
But I know like a handful of people who post on Be Real, but I get confused because I don't. Okay. I can't say how many people.
I stereotyped you, Ovi. I'm sorry.
It's okay because I'm 26.
I thought maybe 26, maybe. B-Real was still popping.
But... I'm the closest to knowing. I don't think so.
No. Yeah. It kind of died like a few months in. It was a bummer too because it was really fun.
I liked it.
Yeah, yeah I it really liked fun. It too.
Yeah.
Well, there's no community on B-Real. See, with Goon Portal, we'll also tell you who you also may know, right? Could be old teachers.
Dude.
Could be old coworkers.
You close friend, your fucking goon list.
Well, you know, TikTok says you may know this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let us know if you're interested in
Yeah,
goon
let
portal.
Us know.
It's a really good idea.
We are taking it to Cody. We're going to make an official pitch.
Cody's just shooting down all these fucking ideas.
What the fuck?
Goon portal.
Well, come on. You got to take something.
He has a talk with you. He's like, dude, you're 30 now. Like the rest of us. You just can't be doing stuff like
these
this.
Ideas are just not hitting anymore.
You're seeing the cover of Forbes again?
Again?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know what's the shittiest part about this whole 30 thing?
You were never on Forbes.
I'll never make it to 30 under 30.
Oh, buddy.
I was this close a couple years ago.
You got, well, as of this recording, you got a couple days, man. You
oh, shit. Forbes, 30 under 30, please. 30 under 30. I made it to like the second round when I worked on Market for Forbes under 30, and then they did an interview with me, and then I never heard back.
My edge streak is at 74 days. It's going pretty well.
Yeah, so like, how do you compare yourself to other, you know, leaders in this industry? Yes, I've been mogging and mewing. It's all about getting your look back, right?
I'm trying to look like Wolverine from the 80s.
You're like, you keep referencing this Wolverine. What do you really mean?
Who is he to you? Yeah, I don't know. If you just like looked at guys in the 30s now and back then, it's like a huge deal.
Wait, we should cut this.
Yeah, we should
all just have my jumps. Yeah, without we're all
get,
30.
Like, kids Wolverine costumes.
No, we should get. Let's keep it. Fuck it. Let's keep it for the next one. You should. We'll like look like the white beater, and you actually have the yellow suit.
And I can't type because of the thing.
We're like, no, we're like gonna look like it.
Kenny just takes it over the top. That would be really funny. Kenny's the only one that comes dressed.
Full leotard.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be Wolverine.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to look like him.
I'm wearing the fangs. I'm like, guys, that's already recording this together.
He doesn't talk like that. He doesn't talk like that.
Wait, Wolverine does not talk like that.
He's got big, I got like big vampire fangs. He's like, no, sure, you guys. He like really left me hanging here.
Kenny has never seen Wolverine.
You watched the cartoon of the elevator?
Dude, what's this brain rot quiz?
Oh yeah, I figured you know, let's put our knowledge to the test. You know,
hang on.
Okay.
Ow. Brain rot quiz?
That's right, guys.
I'm ready. That's all I wanted. Thank you. Okay.
I say.
And that really hurt my fucking head, dude.
Oh, you got a big line on your forehead now.
Shit, dude, you're losing blood. Jeez.
What? Brain rot?
The paramedics are wheeling you out. He's too old for that.
I don't know what I was thinking of this bit. Wearing the clothes. Listen, I don't even know what I look like in post.
Don't. We'll don't even
you
watch
look sick as fuck, dude.
Yeah, you look tight, bro.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I figured, you know, to keep ourselves all young, now that we're all 30, we could do this brain rot quiz. And
I'm so close to ripping this thing. I can't move.
Oh, fuck. So we can do this brain rot quiz to keep us young. Let's just play the quiz, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll pull a full screen.
Yeah, here we go. This is the brain rot quiz.
Okay.
Brain rot quiz. If you get 7 out of 7, you are a Sigma. Number one, the song Carnival was played at which party?
The TikTok Riz
TikTok
party.
TikTok Riz party.
Yep. Knew that. I got 0 for 1. I'm 0 for 1. I'll admit.
Okay.
I didn't even
if
know
you got
the
TikTok Riz party, you got Skibidi Riz. Number two, this is the practice of stopping before you finish.
Edging.
1 for 2.
If you got edging, you are correct.
2 for 2, boys.
Number three. What is the name of the famous streamer that is famous for taxing food?
Phantom.
Yeah. The fucking, don't say it. From the fucking, not iShow Speed, but the,
you
God
got it.
Damn it.
You got it, dude. Come on.
Oh,
Kai Cenat.
Yeah!
Woo!
3 for 3.
Dude, that hurt my head.
If you got Phantom, you are correct. Number 4. Which state within the United States is known for the most strange activities?
Ohio?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say Florida, but I think it's Ohio.
Florida also.
If you got Ohio, you are correct.
Yes.
Number 5. What is the name of the Purple McDonald's?
Oh, this was easy.
Purple McDonald's.
I know. I know it. It's the McDonald's fucking guy. Yeah, it's the McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. What's that guy's name? What's that guy's name?
What's the guy's name?
Zach, come on. We got to get 100% on this, dude.
Barney?
No.
play it.
God damn it.
Let's drink. If you got the Grimace Shake, you are correct.
God damn it.
Number 6. What it is called when you look better than someone?
Zach?
Riz?
Is this looks maxing?
Uh-huh.
You act so fucking smug.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's what that is.
Oh, it's Mog. Fuck.
It's Mog.
Dude, we were on a roll.
You look like an idiot right now, dude. Look maxing.
I watched this earlier.
All right. I think there's one more question.
Finally, number 7. What it's called when you improve your looks.
Look maxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is looks maxing?
It's looks
maxing.
Let me know your score.
Oh, there is comments on the Britney app that I mispronounced skibbity.
Yeah.
I thought I got that right.
Skibbity.
I think you said spididdy.
No.
You swapped the B and the D.
Yeah.
Skidibby?
You said you said whatever that was.
Well, I knew it was skibbity.
Yeah. Which, by the way, that was so crazy.
Why are we seriously like analyzing?
You know what's crazy about skibbity?
Skibbity.
You know what's crazy about skibbity? I started that.
No.
Yeah, I did. Think about it, right? Skibbity? Where did skibbity come from?
Get your I sorry message.
No, where did skibbity hit? Where did skibbity?
Hey, I want to let everyone know. I apologize. I did not start skibbity.
Think about it. Remember the guy? Skibbity bop, bop, bop. Yes. No one was posting that.
But he is his own character.
Yes, I know. And then people took that. I highlighted him.
Okay.
And then kids, you know how kids work.
I sorry. Get it ready.
Oh, fuck.
You can't fucking take a character.
No, it's a song.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I can't have your.
No, phone. People will know. People will know.
Going back to your look, Max, your stomach is hanging out a little bit.
Yep.
Dude, why don't you want to celebrate your 30th, though?
I did. For we real. Just talked about it. I do want to. I'm down to celebrate it.
Yeah.
I think I just didn't want to think about life.
Yeah.
I was having too much fun talking about gooning and playing Fortnite. It's going to hit different now.
Yeah, it is, bro.
I mean, how do you feel when you turn 30?
So my birthday parties now are just like, well, my birthdays already suck.
Yeah. By the way, we never celebrate Zach's birthday.
Yeah. We talked about this when we had Foul Tip was the last time I think we celebrated my birthday.
Yeah.
December, RIP. But it was just a mailbag episode and it was shot on like December 15th or something like that.
Oh yeah, because the holiday break.
My that's birthday
before my time, so
yeah. Can't help you. So what? We're gonna come in on New Year's Eve and film for?
Well, you
an
just
episode?
Called me white shirt guy, so probably not, dude.
Well, we never celebrate my birthday in person, but my birthdays are whatever, anyways. Already, so now that I'm like 30 plus, I think it's just an add on to whatever. So have fun with that. How did you feel on your 31st?
My 31st?
Or your 30th?
My 30th, my actual 30th.
Well, I mean, yeah. I
just like, just
both.
This age. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm like more comfortable with myself now than I ever have been. And I'm like really grateful for that because I was freaking, dude, if I think back to when I was in my
20s. Oh, yeah, Kenny was weird.
I was anxious as fuck, dude.
This
no,
is
really.
The most chillest Kenny I've ever
hung
out with.
I wish I just have like this, I still have anxiety and stuff, but I feel better all the time. I don't know, like mentally I'm in a way better place about my career, my life. I'm really lucky to have like family and a fiance or whatever. Like, I don't know, man. 23-year-old me was I can't say that word. I was a fucking, what's the synonym?
A meth head. He was cracked out.
Yeah.
Dude, Kenny was scary back then, bro.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, he's so tall, right?
Yeah.
So you're at a party. And he's looking down at, yeah, man. So, like, holy fuck.
Did he have a picture of you guys back in the...
Well, I was going to save it for Kenny's Corner, actually.
I think we're in Kenny's Corner time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, today, I don't have any clips, guys, except for one. And I wanted to take some time to say how much I love you, Wally.
Yep, I appreciate it.
It's your 30th birthday, yep. Man. And about 10, it was actually 10 years ago now, I know you hate sincerity, but I would not
hurry up. Come on.
Hand the plane.
I would not be where I am today without you, man. And you helped me get my first internship in college because you worked at Fullscreen.
Wow.
You hooked it up. You got my foot in the door in my career. Thanks to you, after we were Vine buddies.
That's right.
And this corner kind of gig that you have here.
Yeah.
10 years later, you still helped me out. But dude, I found a clip. I went back through old footage, and I found a clip of you and me getting lunch while I was an intern and you were an employee. And this is you. This is a Vine of you pitching me a Vine to shoot while in line at Chipotle. Okay?
I don't even know. I've never seen it. I haven't seen it.
Whoa.
This is from 10 years ago.
Okay. You're asking for corn and you say porn.
Wow. That's
the whole day, man. That was 20?
Yeah.
This was like last week.
I saw it.
Yeah. This was like a couple weeks ago,
this
man.
This is like the same thing.
I sorry again.
Yeah.
Guys, hey, don't cancel me over this one. Damn.
But yeah, dude, so that was the only Vine I could find of ours. And I was like, that is so.
We have pictures.
Also, a quick that shout out. This is the first thing we did together. Chris Dallo.
That was like, we used to have a sketch group together. We only made one thing.
We made like three sketches that were like worse than dog shit. Unreleasable. And we put them on a Facebook group. And no, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they're gone.
We scrubbed that shit. This is the only thing that exists. And this is our attempt at a sketch comedy group. Like,
I wonder who edited this picture. The guy that looks good.
No, Chris did, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're the only one actually smiling.
Well, then you're going to be the star. So. Obviously. Who's not sitting in the corner?
Damn.
Well, a lot of people don't know this. Kenny's actually the reason why I'm not in the corner.
Wow.
Not because of the way the show's formatted. It was because he's the one who showed me Vine back in the day.
You said that.
Yeah. So technically, I owe my career to Kenny.
Nah, dude.
Yeah.
Sincerely, someone said that in the comments, like, whoa, Kenny dropped some lore about, and I was like, dude, he would have been here in the seat whether or not I showed you.
No,
Vine.
No, was it?
Out,
yeah,
man.
No.
Well,
no.
He sucked a lot of dicks to get where he
Because before this, I was doing stand up. Oh, God. So terrible.
Yes. Dude, stand up would have been a tough round.
I know.
Yeah. But, dude, that's Kenny's corner today, actually. Just
a
little love to Waleed, man.
Kenny's
There's
point.
Some other messages from some lovely people.
No.
Let me check. Oh, yeah. Damn, there are some messages from people, dude.
There are some great messages from loved ones. This is a voicemail segment that is not a voicemail. It is just friends of Waleed that I asked to send in some calls and some nice messages. Just for a lovely happy birthday to our Lord and Savior, best friend, lovable guy, Waleed Muhammad.
Hey, Waleed, I heard it's your birthday straight in here. Sorry, my radio's broke, and the only CD I have is stuck on Red Bone by Child and Stampede. Anyway, I miss you, bud. Happy birthday, however old you are. You deserve many more. Love you, man.
Who is that?
Graydon.
Oh.
Hive Mind, baby.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Graydon. Love you very much.
Graydon from Hive Mind.
That's right.
Yeah. Here's the second voicemail.
Happy birthday, Uncle.
Happy birthday, Uncle.
It's me, Aja. I love you.
I love you.
Happy birthday, Waleed. It's your sister. We love you. Welcome to the 30s.
Oh, not this one. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Here's our next message.
Waleed. It's Jay, man.
I thought it was my dad.
Happy birthday, brother. But this isn't about that. Nigga, I'm down 3 racks from your stock tips. Waleed's always texting me stock tips. Buy this stock. Buy a lot of it. Load up. Load the boat. Back the truck up. I'm down 7 G's. What's my next move, Waleed?
Is he actually down that much money?
Probably.
Are you giving him stock advice?
Of course. I'm a financial advisor.
Dude, I saw your Tesla stock, bro.
It's up. It's going to go back up.
Oh, poor damn guy. Damn, dude.
Money's not real.
Money's not real.
That's your financial advice.
Is that what you told him when he invested? No, oh, money's not real. Just throw it in, dude.
Hashtag do not. That's not financial advice. My money's not real.
All right, here's our fourth voicemail.
Yo, you know what it is, man. The biggest ego. It's your brother, sure? Trey calling. Waleed. And then for the record, it's the Waleed and Zach show. Fuck all that other shit. Listen, man. Waleed, our brother, happy birthday, man. For everyone listening, this guy is the nicest, sweetest, most caring guy I know, man. We've been friends for a very long time. And I'm looking forward to being friends for a longer fucking time. You understand me? This guy would pick me up from the airport as soon as I landed at LAX with that sack of that stanky shit and in and out. Who does that? Waleed Mohammed. All right? Mohammed Army, I'm fucking standing strong, and I hope you guys are too. Waleed, happy birthday, my brother. Love
you. Thank you, Trey.
I'll see you soon. Zach, I'd be belated, I guess. Waleed, my motherfucking dog, man.
Dude. So, thanks, Trey.
My brother, love you.
Love you too, Trey.
Jermaine's was such a 180 from...
Yeah, well,
from Trey.
Well, I didn't give Trey advice.
Jay seems really upset.
Yeah. No, he
is. And I think we got one last message.
Hey, Waleed. Thanks for making me sit through that crazy long intro voicemail.
We got to do a different voicemail.
But hey, call, by the way. Happy birthday. You're finally in Club 30, man. You're my age. We're all the same age now. Everybody in the 30s is the exact same age.
Bye.
So welcome. I think you were the last one left. And, of course, this is your greatest and bestest friend in the whole wide world.
Oh, yeah. Just
better than any other friend that you ever have. Not your coolest friend, like Joe Jonas or anything, but definitely your best friend. Definitely better than any friend that you may be hosting a podcast now with.
I think
yeah. You know? So I'm your better friend. I'm your better podcast co-host.
That's right.
And, yeah, happy birthday, man. I love you so much. Welcome to Club 30. And hey, Zach, hope your podcast, both of you guys, is going well, your little podcast.
Thanks, Judd.
A little?
All right. Happy birthday.
Wow.
See ya.
I missed that podcast. I should bring it back.
Dude.
I wonder if Noel's interested. Huh, I should have talked to him today.
A Toronto plug? Yeah. Well, we all love you, Waleed.
Thank you, everybody.
Very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
To the people I didn't leave the voicemail, you guys suck.
those come from my actual birthday.
Yeah. There's some voicemails probably coming your way later today. But we love you very much. Happy birthday, Waleed.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Happy 30th.
I appreciate it.
You're young still. You're hip.
Yeah.
Don't let the 30 numbers scare you.
Now this giant balloon hovering over my head the whole time? Yeah.
The kebab cart is just going to continue climbing.
That's right.
It's a great investment.
That's right.
Money is not real.
Money is not real. That's one thing to know when you're turning 30. Money is not real.
Love that, dude. Is there any final advice? A 30-year-old,
yes.
You've been here this long.
Yes.
Maybe a Suno instrumental.
Sure.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Just give me something motivational with a slow buildup.
Yeah.
Fast buildup, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You're turning
the... Well, slow buildup, when they say slow buildup, it takes a really long time. Yes, I'm an engineer.
That's motivational?
Yeah.
You had all three of them?
No. There's still frosting left.
Did you hear me say I kind of want that last one?
Let's play the... you said it as I was mid-bite.
Yeah, that's fine. You can have all three.
This one's called Rise Up.
I didn't get the cake this time, obviously.
Oh, you got to click the instrumental tab.
Oh.
And hit generate.
You work for Suno?
Huh? No.
Adjust your settings.
Dude, you're doing it all wrong. Dude, my boss is going to kill me.
All right, it's almost loaded. Wow, look at the album art for that. Can you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
It's like a bird with like a banjo. All right, let's listen.
Some advice. You said it. Everybody now.
Everybody, come on. Put your hands up. You're turning 30. Yep. Put your hands up. You're turning 30. Here's a few things you gotta know about turning 30. Here's a few things you gotta know about turning 30. Let's list them out. One.
Your hairline is receding, but that's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Your gut is building. Don't
Two.
Worry.
Two. Money's not real. Make poor financial judgments and investments. Two. Money's not real.
Number three. It's totally okay to be a corner guy. At least you have income. Income. Income is important to pay the bills.
Five. Unemployment's a lot of fun. Wait,
what happened to four?
Number four, please. Number four, education. Seriously, can we pause this? Education is really serious, and you guys should really take it seriously. Waleed is a living example.
Yeah. Play it again. Play the music again. All
right. Hey, we're back. Number six.
Number six. We don't talk about number six. Don't talk about number six.
Number six, make sure you get checked out. Breast cancer and ball cancer. It can happen at any age.
Get a physical, blood work,
it's
X-ray,
really serious
get
times.
Done.
Yes.
Yeah. When you turn 30, especially.
Number seven, visit your grandparents.
Visit your grandparents more. Number eight, call your mom more.
Call your mom.
Just because you're turning 30, you should call your mom.
Number nine, pay that car bill.
What
are you, a fucking collector, dude?
Your Tesla's about to get repo.
Yeah, I know. It's going to drive itself.
Final number 10. Live your
listen
life.
Listen to this podcast.
Yeah, really good. Hell yeah.
Like,
thank you guys.
Subscribe. Comment. Like. Subscribe.
Comment. Like. Subscribe.
On the real though, thank you for what are we at? 3,300?
We just had 3,600 today.
3,600 subs. Thank you for subbing. Thank you for liking, commenting. We'll see you guys next time. Happy 30th birthday, Wally Mom.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.